We are glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now see, the laying on of hands is a method of calling things that are not as though they were. It's not a method of denying what exists. See, there's no power in denying what exists. Just to say, I'm not sick, I'm not sick, I'm not sick. There's no power in that. But you see, you don't want to go around confessing, I am sick, and I'm having this heart attack all the time either, because that would be establishing the present situation. What we want to do is reduce to nothing the present situation by the Word of God, by the spiritual force of God's law, and confess what God said about our situation. The Word says He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So thank God, I believe He sent His Word and healed me. I believe I'm delivered from my destruction. Now you see, that is using God's method. As I said, there is no power in denying what exists. In the area of sickness and disease, if a person is sick, there's no power in saying, I'm not sick, I'm not sick. Because if you could get rid of whatever you had, let's say you had emphysema, lung disease, and you started saying, well, I'm not sick, I'm not sick, thank God I'm not sick, I'm not sick. If you could get rid of emphysema that way, you might die with ingrowing toenail or cancer or something else, you see. So that's not the answer, is it? What is the answer? To call health into your body. Call healing. Call your body well. There are several methods of doing this. You can do it in prayer. You can do it by prayer. You can do it by confessing God's Word. And all of these methods is beneficial to the one that is sick and seeking to be healed or delivered from their situation. There's about 7 Bible methods to get your healing. And we could employ all of them if we want to. But specifically in this session, we're talking about the laying on of hands, which is a method of calling the sick well. It is a fundamental doctrine of Christ. It is something that He did in all of His ministry, laying hands on the sick, and they were healed. Now, what we need to realize is that just because we have confessed something doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen in the morning. And not only that, it doesn't necessarily mean because someone lay hands on you that you'll have your healing instantly. See, divine healing is a spiritual work. It is not something that just takes place instantly. Healing is a process. Now, most people, when they think about divine healing, they're really thinking about divine miracles. A miracle that happens instantly. Thank God for those. Many times we've had people healed instantly. But not always. It's a process. Many times you may have to confess the Word of God, hold fast to your confession of faith, believe God, and say, thank you, Father, when they laid hands on me, I believe I received my healing. Although I don't have the manifestation of it instantly, don't have it now, I shall have it. Now you have to be careful with that, because when you teach this way, people get the idea, well, now what he's saying is that I got to throw all my medicine away. No, we hadn't said a thing about throwing medicine away. Now, let me show you something about medicine. Medicine won't heal you. It'll aid the body in the healing process. Some of it will. I had an individual say to me one time, well, now, Brother Capps, he said, I wouldn't ask you to pray for me. I said, well, why not? Well, he said, I'm taking medicine. I said, well, what's the medicine supposed to do? Well, he said, the doctor said it helped me. I said, well, the Bible says prayer will help you. Laying on the hands would help you. Look like if we do both of them, you might get well twice as fast. Now, see, the devil would like you to believe that if you're going to believe God, you can't take medicine, or if you're going to take medicine, you can't believe God. Who says you can't? I say it this way. If you're not developed to the point you can receive your healing by other means, if you're taking medicine, if you'll take it in the name of Jesus, it'll work twice as good. If medicine doesn't heal you, then it wouldn't keep you from getting healed. Y'all still out there? Did you go home? If it can't heal you, why would it keep you from getting healed? Now, you see, you say, well, if you believe you received your healing, what do you need medicine for? Well, you may still have the symptoms. See, you go out here and cut a tree down in the summertime when the leaves are green and grab a handful of those leaves and take them and ask somebody, is this tree dead? They say, well, no, that tree's alive. That tree is cut off from the source of life. It's dead. The leaves just hadn't withered yet. And you see, sometimes we have to hold fast to some things. Now, where people get in trouble is when they're going to prove that they have faith, when they don't have faith. See, faith without works is dead, the Bible says. Acting as though you had faith when you have none is double dead. I mean, like someone said, well, bless God, they laid hands on me. I got my eyes restored. I'm going to stomp my glasses. That'll prove I have faith. It may prove somebody will have to lead you to work in the morning. So what is the key to it? Believe God. If you don't have the manifestation, hold fast to the confession of your faith. And confess the word of God over. Thank God, I believe I've received restoration. I believe I've received my healing. Now, let me give you two examples of what I'm talking about. In Little Rock, Arkansas, there was a man that had just been born again. He was a new Christian. He got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and heard about being redeemed from the curse of the law. And he had gone to the doctor. He was taking medicine. He had sugar diabetes. He had enlarged heart. He had high blood pressure. He had cancer in both lungs. He had something else. I don't remember what it was. He had five things. Any one of them was enough to kill him. And he got excited. You see, excited faith sometimes does foolish things. And he got excited about it, and he just said, thank God, I just threw all my medicine away. I'm just going to believe God. Now, here's a man that hadn't developed his faith enough to believe God for a parking place, much less get healed of something. See, he's not developed to that. Don't ever let people push you out where you're not developed to. Don't ever act on somebody else's faith. Now, he threw his medicine away, and he almost died. I counseled with him on one occasion or more, and another friend of mine did. And I said this. I said, now, why don't you go ahead and take your medicine? Take your insulin. Insulin never healed anyone of sugar diabetes. Never has healed anyone. All it does is furnish the insulin your body needs. It won't make your pancreas go to work. So when you take a dose of that, what it does, it keeps down the symptoms. So when you take a dose of it, say, thank God, I believe I received my healing. Amen. Thank God, I believe I received my healing. And so he started doing that, confessing the word of God. See, he took God's word, the laying on of hands. They laid hands on him, prayed for him. He believed he receives his healing. He is confessing the word of God, and he has taken his insulin. Now, in 3 months' time, I saw the doctor's report. The doctor's report said, you're going to have to quit taking the insulin. It's working against you. You don't need it anymore. He said, I don't understand it, but you don't need it anymore. He said, your enlarged heart is perfectly normal. He said, your blood pressure is normal for a man of your age. And incidentally, he had the highest blood pressure. The doctor said it's the highest blood pressure he ever saw a man have and live. And he said, the spot in your lungs, on the left lung, he said, it's completely gone. In the right lung, it's still got a little spot there, but it's much smaller, he said. Now, here's a man over a 90-day period is almost totally healed. And I'm satisfied if he hadn't got back on his medicine, he would have died. See? And then the doctor tells him in 90 days, he says, you don't have to take your medicine, you know, it's all cleared up. He said, I don't understand it. Now, here's the thing. A reason I wanted you to see this is because that sometimes people act in presumption. And sometimes I've heard people say, you know, and I've heard people lay hands on people and tell them, now you go throw all your medicine away. See, he may have great faith, but he don't know where they're involved. Now, if God tells you to do that, then, you see, that's between you and God. But don't let any man tell you to do that. Because it has to be by the Spirit of God. Now, many times there may be an instant manifestation of it. I've had things that happen in our meetings that sometimes it happened instantly. Others is over a period of time. So you see, divine healing is not a miracle. It is a process where that healing begins from that time and continues. Thank God for the miracles. We have nothing against miracles, but not everybody receives a miracle. The Lord said to me one time, He said, some people can't believe me but 5 seconds. And He said, if they don't get an instant manifestation in that first 5 seconds, they didn't get it. They go off feeling to see if it's gone. If it's not, they say, I didn't get anything. Well, see, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the spiritual force of God that is capable of bringing into manifestation the thing that you hope for. See, God chose spiritual forces that are not seen to reduce to nothing the things that are seen. So if you have sickness or affliction in your body that the doctors can diagnose that you know it is a physical ailment, then thank God there is a spiritual force called faith that is capable of reducing that to zero. Amen. But we have to learn how to operate in this. Amen. And see, it makes a difference when you believe in the laying on of hands. If you don't know about the laying on of hands, if you don't know why they're doing it or what's going on, then you don't know how to release your faith. So that's the reason we're teaching on the subject of laying on of hands. So you'll know what it means when people lay hands on you for the purpose of calling you well.
God bless you. We do appreciate you joining us for the Concept of Faith broadcast. Trust you've been blessed by the Word of God. Now, all of this week we have CD offer number 7117. It's entitled The Laying On of Hands. It's a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11.
Now, when we talk about the laying on of hands, sometimes people say, these people think they can heal somebody. No man can heal you. But this is a biblical method of receiving healing by the laying on of hands. In Hebrews, the 6th chapter, it is listed as one of the fundamental doctrines of Christ, the laying on of hands. And you see it all through the Bible that Jesus laid on hands and the sick were healed. You find that the Apostle Paul laid his hands on people. The Apostle Paul had hands laid on him, and his blindness disappeared, and he received his sight. In the 6th chapter of Mark, you will find that Jesus went into his own hometown, and the Scripture says he could there do no mighty works because of their unbelief. Now, somebody said, you mean Jesus couldn't do any mighty works? One translation said he tried to, but he couldn't, because they believed that he was the carpenter's son. They knew him. He was common knowledge to everybody that he was a carpenter. They saw him building a barn with his father, probably, and they said he couldn't be anointed. But when there was not much faith, he ministered by the laying on of hands. It says he laid his hands on a few sickly folks. There wasn't much wrong with them, and they were healed. So when faith is low, it seems that Jesus used the laying on of hands as the method of healing the sick. And it was actually their faith that drew that anointing out of him and caused healing to come. That's offer number 7117.
It's entitled The Laying On of Hands. It's a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11.
We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you, the devil is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.